from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
As a parent, you always want to set your child up for success. So when they're struggling in school or they need help with homework, you try your best to step up. But sometimes you might not be equipped to answer. And it's better to leave that to the experts from IXL Learning. IXL Learning is an online learning program for kids. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies. IXL can help your child really understand and master topics in a fun way with positive feedback. Powered by advanced algorithms, IXL gives the right help to each kid, no matter the age or personality. And when you sign up, one subscription gets you everything you need for all the kids in your home, from pre-K to 12th grade. IXL is used in 95 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S., with 1 in 4 students across the country using the program. So don't wait any longer. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Hello. Hello. As Jerry Seinfeld used to say.
Toodaloo.
Toodaloo.
All right, we're out of here.
No, we're not. We have a lot to go. 40 minutes until Sam Levitt's pregame show. Padre Baseball starting an hour earlier tonight. A 5:40 get-together at Petco Park. It'll be the Padres against the Los Angeles Dodgers. Game 2 of a 2-game series. Padres won last night, as you know. 6-5. 10-inning comeback victory from 5-0 down. 7th walk-off win of this season. 7 of their 27 home wins have been in walk-off fashion. Tonight, hopefully it doesn't need to be that dramatic. Dylan Cease will look to continue one of the strongest pitching runs in modern baseball history. Man has allowed 2 hits in his last 3 starts, including a no-hitter the last time out. Cease will face the Dodgers' future Hall of Famer, Clayton Kershaw, which should be a very intriguing matchup tonight, out at the ball yard for the ball team.
Yes, for the ball
team. As Tony Gwynn Jr. called the Padres earlier today. Jesse and Tony will have the call of the game tonight beginning at 5:40. Scraby is on vacation in 40 minutes, 37 minutes. He's out of here.
Let's do it.
For about 4 days. We will have a full 4-hour show without him tomorrow. Tony will be in studio with me and you and everybody else tomorrow as the Padres enjoy a day off before the Colorado Rockies come calling over the weekend. Speaking of bad teams, Chicago White Sox fall again today. I mean, this really isn't surprising at this point. I mean, who's left on the roster?
And Garrett Crochet?
But is he, I can imagine. Garrett Crochet is really very tone-deaf, by the way.
He's so tone-deaf.
I mean, he came out and said, I don't think my stance that I wouldn't pitch in the postseason had anything to do with me not being traded for.
Whatever makes you sleep at night.
Yeah, whatever works for you. I mean, because it had everything to do with nobody trading for him.
Yeah. Everybody was like, huh?
Yeah, he stays with the White Sox. They lose their 17th straight game today. Drew Thorpe. Remember that name?
I do.
He was the losing pitcher today or yesterday?
I don't know. Today.
Yeah. Well, I mean, look, the White Sox don't have much left. We talked about the Padres have 27 home wins this season. The White Sox have 27 wins, period.
That's crazy.
And they've lost 17 in a row. which gets you to start shuffling through the record books. All-time longest Major League Baseball losing streak in modern times, the 1961 Philadelphia Phillies. They got the record, 23 in a row. Orioles lost 21 in a row in 1988. Oh, by the way, those were the first 21 games of the season. Can you imagine going through that? Wow. The Louisville Redbirds or something lost 26 in a row, but that was back in the 1800s. So White Sox have a shot at that, you know? Keep it up. I say if you're going to be bad, you might as well be historically bad.
Yeah.
Why not?
Yeah, you could always say, I played for the worst team in Major League history.
I did. Yeah.
Why not?
Something to hang your hat on.
Totally is.
833-288-0973. Give you that number because with a phone call to that number, you can get yourself in line to play some Chris versus the Fan and perhaps qualify for a trip to the Rio Las Vegas. It includes a two-night stay, dinner for two, and a day bed at the Rio Pool. The Rio Las Vegas is back, baby. New ownership, newly remodeled rooms, four sparkling new pools, and a brand new food hall. It's all ready for you now and for your next Vegas escape. Beyond the expected, beyond the strip, beyond your wildest dreams, Rio Las Vegas. The rhythm of
it's
Vegas.
Get you. I hate every time.
Yeah, I don't mean to make fun. I don't mean to make fun of our sponsors, but
no, we're not.
I mean, honestly, when you think of Vegas and the rhythm of the whole thing, does the Rio pop in to mind?
The Rio is a nice place. I have been there. I mean, I won. I told you, I love that place because
no, you
I won
big money there
on the penny slots.
Good for you. Book now at theriolasvegas.com. Let's play.
If you had one shot, one opportunity to take down the human almanac himself,
howdy do.
Now is your time.
Listen to me, this guy is dangerous.
Now is your opportunity to win a prize.
Well, I hope you know what you're in for.
Chris versus the Fans starts now on 97.3 The Fan.
All right, before we get into the game, I have a very important announcement. I just received a text message from Samuel Levitt, and he said, I want you to tell the listeners I have in all caps, jam-packed pregame show.
Oh, does he?
He does. So right. I'm passing it along. Make sure you stay tuned for Sam's pregame show here at 4:40. He has a jam-packed pregame show.
It's the Eco Water SoCal Padre pregame show with Sam Levitt. By the way, just because he asks for free advertisement on our show doesn't mean we have to give it to him.
I will give it to Sam whenever he
When is the
it.
Last time that during the pregame or postgame show, Sam said, make sure tomorrow you listen to Gwen and Chris?
He hasn't said that, but every time he does a day game, he says, stay tuned. Chris and Scraby are going to take you home tonight.
Yeah, but he doesn't say we have a jam-packed show.
Well, because we don't.
Because we don't. All right, well, that'll be fun. Sam Levitt's pregame show is coming up in about a half of an hour.
Yes, jam-packed.
Jam-packed as it is.
I would also like to announce that Chris vs. the Fans has a new sponsor, Chris. Chris vs. the Fans is now presented.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
As a parent, you always want to set your child up for success. So when they're struggling in school or they need help with homework, you try your best to step up. But sometimes you might not be equipped to answer. And it's better to leave that to the experts from IXL Learning. IXL Learning is an online learning program for kids. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies. IXL can help your child really understand and master topics in a fun way with positive feedback. Powered by advanced algorithms, IXL gives the right help to each kid, no matter the age or personality. And when you sign up, one subscription gets you everything you need for all the kids in your home, from pre-K to 12th grade. IXL is used in 95 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S., with 1 in 4 students across the country using the program. So don't wait any longer. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Presented by SD Fat Loss. Lose 20 to 30 pounds in just 60 days. Visit SDFatLoss.com to schedule your free consultation. Now, the rules of the game. You have to make it through 3 questions. Each question will get more difficult. If you get the question right, you move on. If you get it wrong and Chris gets it right, you're eliminated. But if Chris gets it wrong, then you move on to the next question. Or you win. If you're a first-time player, let us know before the first question. You will get that question for free today.
I don't believe I've done a good job answering questions lately.
Well, we didn't play yesterday.
People have been winning on my mishaps lately. So,
okay.
It's a good time to play. Well, I seem to be in a slump.
Let's find the next mishap for you. Let's go to Juan.
Nothing makes you happier than for me to miss questions. True. I know.
Hello, Juan.
What's up, boys?
Are you ready to play?
Let's do it.
All right. Good to talk to you, Juan.
Question number one.
By the way, the Angels once split a doubleheader with the White Sox back in the day.
Mm-hmm.
The Los Angeles Herald Examiner's headline, because an outfielder named Juan Beníquez won the first game with a homer and lost the second game with an error.
Oh, wow.
Headline was, Angels win Juan, lose Juan.
For some reason, I don't think
I just did that for Juan out there. Did you like that, Juan?
I love it. Second time you've done it to me.
Second time I've done it to you.
I don't remember that one.
That's funny.
I don't remember that one.
That's funny. That's funny.
All right. Here we go with our bad jokes.
Yeah, yeah.
Question number one. I think I already played the bad.
Or question number one. Never mind.
What city is Blake Snell from?
Oh, that's not a gimme.
Yes, it is.
You think?
Yeah.
Let's see.
Everybody knows that.
We'll see.
Juan?
I know he's from Washington.
Just name a big city in Washington.
Let's go with Seattle.
You're going to go with Seattle.
You are correct.
You got it.
There you go.
Yeah, it would have been kind of a shame if it was Walla Walla or something.
I wouldn't. Yeah, Walla Walla. Here we go. Question number two. All right. On May 8th, 2012, Josh Hamilton hit 4 home runs in a game for what team?
Ooh, boy, what a game.
Say it again.
Let's.
Good mean answer.
Let's go Cubs.
Cubs. Stay there, Juan.
Stay there, Juan. I've been in a slump.
But I think you know.
But I think I know this one.
Yeah.
Tejas Rangers.
Sorry, Juan.
Good talking to you, Juan.
Thank you. I promise
not to use the Juan Beníquez joke on you next time.
I guarantee you, you do.
I might.
I guarantee you, my mind
works like that.
Yes, it was the Rangers, correct.
Okay.
2012. They didn't go to the World Series that year.
I don't remember.
Went 2010, 2011.
Yeah, get those confused.
All right, let's go to our next contestant. Let's go to Joseph in San Diego. Hello, Joseph.
Hello.
Hello. Are you ready to play?
He's ready.
I'm ready to lose to Chris.
No, you're not. Come on now.
Here we go. Question number one.
Rangers were in the World Series 10 and 11. You're right.
Okay. What fantastic Royals baseball player is going to lead me to a fantasy, or lead my fantasy team to a second championship?
I feel like that's a leading question, and Chris is going to like it, so Bobby Witt Jr.?
Correct. Is this Joseph from the Discord in the chat?
Yeah.
Okay, I knew it. All right,
I'm going to do everything I can to prevent that question from coming true, by the way.
Chris is one game ahead of me in the standings.
That's right.
We're both
Despite
in the playoffs.
This presence of Bobby Witt.
We're both Junior. In the playoffs. All right, Joseph, here we go. Question number two. Joseph also came to Spiro's for our show in Coronado.
All right.
All right, here we go. Joseph got to see me melt down that day.
You were in a mood.
Well, we showed up and there was no power for a radio broadcast, Chris. All right. What player leads the Boston Red Sox organization in RBIs?
Ever?
Ever.
Fair question.
I don't know. Big Poppy?
Big Poppy.
Big Poppy. Interesting guess. I don't know that I would have gone there.
Stay there, Joseph.
That's a really tough question. They've got some great players. Mm-hmm. The Boston Red Sox.
Mm-hmm.
I'm torn. Obviously, Theodore Williams is in the running for this. Obviously, Manny. Obviously. Manny Ramirez would be in the running for this. So tough. I think Jimmy Fox is in the running for this.
The catcher?
I think Carl Yastrzemski's in the running for this. I think I'm going to go with Carl Yastrzemski. I think he played more and longer than the rest of those guys. Oh,
Joseph, I'm sorry.
Sorry, Joseph. I finagled it out.
Thank you for playing, Joseph. Yeah. Thank you for playing.
That's a good question right there.
Thank you. Thank
Red
you.
Red Sox have had some mashers over the years.
By the way, the fantasy group is mad now that I said I'm going to win a second championship.
They should be.
They're texting that I'm not
just,
going to.
You know, even though I don't get in the text chat very often, please understand all you fantasy players in our league, I root for each of you each week that you play Scraby. Just so you know that. I'm always rooting for you.
All right, here we go to our next contestant. Let's go to Ryan. Hello, Ryan.
Hey, guys.
Rhino,
are you ready to play?
Yes, sir.
Okay, here we go. Question number one. Major League Baseball reporter Matt Snyder works for what company?
ESPN.
ESPN. Unfortunately, no.
Yeah.
The reason I asked is we had him on Monday.
He's on all the time. CBS Sports. Sorry about that, Ryan.
Sorry, Ryan.
Sorry about that, Ryan. Okay. Moving along.
Moving along.
Yeah.
All right. Let's go to Brad in Oceanside. Hello,
Bradley.
Hey, go Padres, baby.
You got
go
it, Brad.
Go Padres, baby.
You got it.
All right. Question number one. Let's see. What state is the Field of Dreams field in?
Ohio.
Ohio, Ohio, Ohio.
Cooperstown is in Ohio.
No, it's not.
According to me.
Yeah, Youngstown.
That would be Iowa. Would be your answer. That's where Scraby's going tomorrow or Saturday.
All right. In the interest of time, we have to go tiebreaker, tiebreaker.
Wilbur Wood. Sneeze. Bless you. Wilbur Wood.
Jeez. Will.
That was his name. Pitcher, Chicago White Sox back in the 70s.
Okay,
Wilbur Wood. Led the league in victories twice.
Hmm. I thought he was a Babe character.
Back-to-back years. Wilbur Wood.
You know what Babe is?
The movie Babe?
Yeah.
I do. Yeah, about the pig.
My goodness.
I saw that movie. Good luck with your sneezing.
I know.
Wilbur Wood, 3-time All-Star. So he's our guy today.
All right. So we're going to go with Wilbur Wood.
Wilbur.
And we are going to go with our next contestant for the tiebreaker.
I wonder if Wilbur Wood's the only Wilbur ever to be in baseball.
No, can't be.
You don't think so?
Can't be.
Wilbur?
Wilbur. I don't know what that's from, but it's stuck
either.
In my head. Let's go to another Brad. Brad and Santee. What's up, Brad?
Okay, Brad.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Not much, buddy. Tiebreaker time.
Hold on, Brad, 1 second.
Are you going to sneeze again?
No, M. McKee has a very good point. Elo has seen Babe, but not The Sandlot. That's shameful.
It's true. I have a wife. Tell whoever wrote that.
I mean, Lori would
my
love
wife
The Sandlot.
Yeah. She didn't drag me to The Sandlot. She dragged me to Babe. So there
you
go.
You guys shouldn't have been going to Babe anyway. That was like a 5-year-old movie.
It was up for Best Picture.
Babe?
Yes, it was.
The Talking Pig?
Nominated for Best Picture, I'm almost sure.
All right. I didn't know that. All right. Sorry about that, Brad. That's not the question. Tiebreaker is this. I'm going to ask Chris to give me, or I'm going to ask Chris for a number. He's going to tell me whether... I always mess this up.
Yes, you do.
I'm going to ask Chris to give me a number. You're going to guess whether or not the actual number is higher or lower than what Chris said, okay?
Best picture was Braveheart, Apollo 13, Sense and Sensibility.
Oh, yes.
Il Postino, and Babe. How about that?
That's
nominated
the same
for
one
Best
as
Picture.
Apollo 13. What was the other one?
Braveheart won that
My
year.
My goodness. Babe made it in. That's pretty good, I got to say. All right. Here we go, Brad. I'm going to ask Chris this question. Chris, how many innings did he pitch?
Wilbur.
17 years.
Yeah. He pitched a lot, man. Wilbur Wood once started, I believe... Figure this out for yourself now. 49 games in one season. That's almost one-third of his team's games he was the starting pitcher. Wilbur Wood was a knuckleballer. He could throw almost every day.
Okay.
So, to that end, I'm trying to figure out how many innings he pitched. Oh. Yeah, that's
the goal.
That's the deal here. All right, Wilbur, 17 years... He had to average 200 innings a year. Average. I'm going to say 3,000 innings.
3,000 innings. Brad, is the actual answer higher or lower than 3,000 innings?
Let's go with lower.
Lower. You're correct. Oh! Nice job, Brad.
Brad, you lucked out because Wilbur Wood was a reliever for a while.
Yes.
That took his innings down.
He his career high was 376 and two-thirds.
376? Can you imagine that? Nobody even gets within half of that in this day and age.
No, he pitched 2,684
innings. All right, very good. Nice
By the
job,
way,
Brad.
Wilbur was Charlotte's Web.
From Charlotte's Web.
Yeah,
I don't know that Wilbur Wood was named after that, but that's neither here nor there. All right, we got to check some traffic here. One final segment of Gwynn and Chris. We'll update you on some Padre roster moves when we return. All right, Chris Ello, Matt Scraby in the Odyssey Palace Studios. Tony Gwynn Jr. getting ready to call tonight's game at Petco Park with Jesse Agler and Sam Levitt with the EcoWater SoCal pregame show. Jam-packed, says Sammy. It's coming up in about 15 minutes to get you ready for tonight's ball game between the San Diego Padres and the LA Seas.
You scared
me. My friend Ted Leitner used to say, Seas standing for crybabies. I used to love that,
that
Ted.
That is pretty funny, I got to say.
Couple of moves made by the Padres today, official moves. You're pretty aware of the fact that the Padres have traded for Tanner Scott, Brian Hoeing, and Martin Perez. All three now have actually joined the roster. And in order for that to happen, Padres had to make a couple of moves. Austin Davis was designated for assignment, left-handed reliever. Logan Gillespie, our guest a couple of weeks ago. Sorry about that, Logan. Sent back down to the minor leagues.
Hey, he said the way he stays, you know, ready to go back to the major leagues, he doesn't unpack. So
that's right. He's already packed and ready to go. Stephen Kolek goes to the injured list.
Sounds, I just find these.
You think that's a fugazi?
I don't know.
He pitched last night. I didn't see him looking too hurt.
I know it does sound like a little bit of hey, we need to rest you a little.
We need a roster spot. Do you mind straining an elbow for the next 10 days?
Yeah, and it's not like all teams do this. So.
They all do that. All right, so those are the moves made by the Padres. We got a few minutes left. I want to get into a couple of things, and I might want a little music for this, Graby. Because I'm talking about the National Football League.
Oh, my gosh.
And I love talking about the National Football League, especially when we are on the eve of the season unofficially beginning.
Can we really count that game tomorrow night?
I can count it. Tomorrow night will be the Hall of Fame game.
And guess what?
Bears.
Everybody's going to watch for Caleb Williams, and he's not going to play.
Oh, nobody's going to play, but you know what? They're going to put the uniforms on. They're going to run out there. They're going to knock into each other for 10 minutes, and then I'll turn it off.
Remember when Josh Jacobs played like the entire game last year?
And Josh McDaniel tried to explain it to people.
And everybody's like, this is the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
Hey, it was the dumbest thing ever. Tomorrow, Texans and Bears play the Hall of Fame game. So it's the unofficial beginning of the NFL season, and we have some fun controversies going on that I want to get into with you for a minute here, Scrabe.
All right.
First up, we take you to the training camp
of the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Ooh.
You can watch this melee.
I need to see this.
On Twitter.
I need to
online,
see
wherever you go for your videos.
I need to see this.
Here's what apparently happened in Pittsburgh today. According to reports. I don't know that either player has to explain themselves yet.
Oh, wow. This is a pretty good one.
Oh, yeah. It's a good one.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
According to reports.
This is no joke.
Quarterback Justin Fields battling for a spot with Russell Wilson. Well, actually, Wilson's kind of the starter, or been named the starter. Evidently, Justin Fields completed a touchdown pass in practice and turned to Russell Wilson and quipped, "Yeah, I'm the most expensive backup in the league. I should be making subs at Subway." For whatever reason, according to the reports, Russell Wilson didn't like that. Now, I don't know, you know, we might be overblowing this because it's just a report and I want to, you know, but it, so we're being a little jumping ahead of the gun here, but I, you know, it's fun to do.
I'm looking at, there's a couple players that just said, like, that they were defending their quarterback, basically. He's like, nobody's going to hit our quarterback, cheap shot and get away with it. So they're talking about Russell Wilson, right?
Well, Russell Wilson, according to the report, slapped with an open hand Justin Fields.
I
that set off this melee. And I mean, it's a melee.
It is. And I don't care how old you are or what part of life you're in. You should never slap anyone across the face. Well, I guess I don't know how hard it was.
Again,
anyway.
We don't know that he did it for sure. He may deny it. Maybe there'll be other video that comes out. But according to the reports, Justin Fields, maybe he was being kind of a jerk about the whole thing, saying, "Yeah, I'm the most expensive backup in the league." Ha! Russell Wilson didn't like it, slapped him.
Things are off
and rolling in Pittsburgh. I'm going to tell you something. Mike Tomlin is going to have to do, again, one of his greatest coaching jobs with this team. Somehow he got them into the playoffs last year without even having a quarterback. Now he's got two guys that are already at each other's throats.
I think Russell Wilson is probably like, how did I find myself here? I was just on top of the world 2 years ago, and now I'm competing for a spot.
Wow, has he fallen. He really has.
And you know what the Steelers did for Justin Fields that the Bears never did? Cared. They cared about their quarterback.
They backed him up in this melee, evidently. That's how the whole thing started. So
wow.
Keep an eye out for that story. Here's the other one. Apparently, the last 2 days at Florham Park, New Jersey, where the New York Jetropolitans practice, quarterback Aaron Rodgers and wide receiver Garrett Wilson have engaged in two animated discussions on the sideline. Both of those have blown up on social media. Of course, Aaron Rodgers insisted today that his relationship with Wilson is fine, and the heated moments between them aren't what they seem. I would expect Aaron Rodgers to say this. However, Aaron Rodgers downplays everything. And you know what? Not everything is really capable of being downplayed, like the fact that he didn't show up for mandatory camp. He downplayed that, too.
Yeah.
Didn't make it all right.
He was like, oh, everything was fine.
Sure. No big deal. I had a trip planned. I couldn't change the dates. What's the big deal? Well, it was a big deal to a lot of people. Maybe even to Garrett Wilson, who wouldn't have minded about working out with his new quarterback.
The one thing I don't get about the Egypt trip, you had literally so much time to go to Egypt, but you chose when the practices were probably going to be around. We're good.
All right. Aaron Rodgers also has been ripping on his teammates during these practices for their poor play.
I would be angry.
I don't blame the Jets players for being angry at a guy who didn't even come to training camp.
Like, we're here
to start
working.
Ripping everybody.
We're here working, and you're in Egypt.
I don't think it's going to work out for Rodgers.
I just kind of hope
it doesn't, but we'll have to see. All right, thank you, Scraby. Very good. Enjoy
your
little mini vacation, which starts tomorrow.
Thank you. I will.
Adam Klug will sit in for you. Tony Gwynn Jr. will be with me for 4 full hours on a Padre day off tomorrow. Stay tuned. Sam Levitt's Padre pregame show, Eco Water, SoCal. Pregame show coming up next.
Jam-packed!
Jam-packed show, then another jam-packed game between the Dodgers and the Padres. Enjoy that. And we'll see everybody tomorrow on 97.3 The Fan.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
As a parent, you always want to set your child up for success. So when they're struggling in school or they need help with homework, you try your best to step up. But sometimes you might not be equipped to answer. And it's better to leave that to the experts from IXL Learning. IXL Learning is an online learning program for kids. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies. IXL can help your child really understand and master topics in a fun way with positive feedback. Powered by advanced algorithms, IXL gives the right help to each kid, no matter the age or personality. And when you sign up, one subscription gets you everything you need for all the kids in your home, from pre-K to 12th grade. IXL is used in 95 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S., with 1 in 4 students across the country using the program. So don't wait any longer. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.